I am honored and we are privileged to have our next speaker. She's a woman that really needs no introduction to most of you, but I'm sure there are a few who do not know her. Silvana Rainey is co-owner, yes. Well, so she got a real reaction somewhere there. I'm not sure quite, but I'm not surprised. Co-owner of Adaptive
Tech. I didn't do it.
It was some of the soccer fans from Brazil. They were coming in and bored here. Co-owner of Adaptive Technology Services from San Francisco, California. Silvana is the only thing greater than Silvana's skills and abilities is her passion and compassion for this community. She is one of us, a low vision person. She is tremendously skilled, a real teacher and mentor to many. And I know that you will all be pleased to hear from her on today's topic of no cost or low cost adaptive technology solutions. Here, let us have a wonderful CCB welcome for Silvana Rainey.
Thank you, Jeff. Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me here. Jean, I don't know where you are, but thank you. Thank you for your help coordinating all of this. Marja Donovan asked me to talk to you guys about low-cost and no-cost adaptive technology solutions. And it was a very interesting topic for me because I totally know what it is to not have the funds to get the right tools in order to go to school or go to work. As Jeff said, I'm also legally blind, so I know that those tools are crucial to do and to achieve our goals, vocational goals, personal goals. But to have the tools to function and be independent, it's an essential thing in our lives. So I thought about the time that the only money I had was $75 to buy a magnifying program that would only magnify to 2x, and I had to improvise and sit very close to my computer and put a magnifier on top of my 2x magnification and pray that I was seeing what I thought I was seeing so I could do my homework. So I went in this quest of finding tools that are more affordable and allow us to be independent. One thing I want to say is there is a reason that, unfortunately, you know, there's a reason that assistive technology costs so much, and there are a lot of development behind a good product. So it's good to observe that there is a reason why things cost the way they cost. But it's also interesting to finding tools that we can afford and we can use to become independent. So on this quest of finding that kind of a tools, I did a lot of research. And I would like to share with you things that I found. And at the end of this presentation, you will also receive a thumb drive with some of the free softwares. And I found recommendations for example, tools like cheaper large print keyboards or cheaper video magnifiers. So you will receive, each one of you will have a thumb drive with list of resources. Okay. One thing I want to let you know that my homework really paid off. It's like, thank God I have a business partner, Steve Clark, who is a great tech guy and helped me in his year. Because one thing that I learned is when I downloaded a bunch of free stuff, I got more than what I needed. I also got a lot of viruses and spyware. So I spend a whole day cleaning my computer. That's one thing I want to warn you guys. Not that the thumb drives have viruses. Not at all. I dumped all the stuff that I found that was no good. First of all, what I want to talk about assistive technology or technology in general, when you guys are going to choose something for yourselves, please think about the task. What do I want to accomplish? Buying assistive technology or any technology, it's no different than buying something that we really need. For example, if you're going to buy, let's say, a chair for yourself, is this a chair for your living room, or is this a computer chair, or does this match with what I want? Is this comfortable? Is this ergonomic? When we do assistive technology, you want to think, what do I want to do with this piece of technology? For example, not long ago, I had this great opportunity to sit with our president here, Jeff, and convince him to come to this very current century and get a smartphone. So we spent a whole 2 hours torturing him and teaching him how to work with the iPhone. So I want you guys to think about, what do I want to do? What do I want to accomplish? Do I just want to go on the web and do some research, type some documents, and do emails? Well, if that's what you want to do, maybe a tablet will suffice, or maybe a computer. So when you think about a tablet, well, sometimes we think, a tablet would be lower cost. Not necessarily. Maybe an old one would be a lower cost. Okay? Or, yes, at the greater, i5 or i7 and wonderful super fast computer, it's wonderful to have. But if you really just want to do a word process and email, and if you want to go on the web, maybe you should lower your specs, and you can't find a computer that's $100, $200 that it will last. So think about, first, your job is to think, what do I want to do? Okay? Then, what is available in terms of free or low cost? What you pay is really what we get sometimes. So we need to think about that. But the beautiful thing about assistive technology and, the year 2015 is the fact that more and more mainstream organizations and companies are realize the importance of having assistive technology. So now, for example, if you buy a Windows computer, you will find great accessibility tools. After I downloaded about 8 different programs that call themselves free magnification programs, and I look in each one of them, and I look another one that costs $50, I found out that the best free magnification software is the one that comes with Windows for free. It's the magnifier tool that you have under the accessibility features. I also find out, and you will have on your resources thumb drive, that you can have very easily all the keystrokes that's available in Windows online. Just, it's a matter of a great resource called Google. And you can find pretty much whatever you want. So I look at all the magnifiers, and like I said, I even look at one that costs $50, and I said, oh, this is great. And when I look at the features, it were no different than the magnifier that came with your operating system. I also took a look on screen readers, and it's incredible, the screen reader that comes with the Windows Not Reader is getting much better. But we also have 2 great screen readers that are free. One is NVGA. Do you guys heard about that? Yeah? What's the fun to hear about that? And I have to say that in helping my clients, I was amazed of some of the stuff that you can do with NVGA, and including different languages. I think that the first one who came with Farsi, You know, so you never think about those things. But you see that NVDA does a very good job. And if you have already Windows 10 or greater, Office 10 or greater, you could have Windowize. Now, we all know that Windows is changing, and now we have Windows 10, and also Office will have, we're going to have Office 16, which will be on a subscription basis. So I don't know exactly how Windowize is going to work, but as at today, if you have Office 10 or greater, then Windowize is free. Those two programs are very, very good. Windowize, it's a very strong screen reader, and if you are in a workplace, you can also script and do things like that. So it's very important. So that would have found the best options for a screen reader. And if you just want to read something, if you're a low vision person who just want to also not have the full capability of a screen reader, but have some, you know, speech output capability, there are some other software, and I put it over there on your thumb drive. There's one that you can just open a file, and it will start reading out loud. There's a program called Text Out Loud that you can also do the same. You can highlight the text, and then it's going to read out loud. And that's $29, so it's pretty affordable. And I'm trying to rush here because I know I have 20 minutes. So I found that out, and I think the best option. And if you want the full capability of magnification and a screen reader, then you have to try Magnifier and either Windowize or NVGA. And that is problematic sometimes, and if you're low vision, you understand what tracking is, you want to hear and see at the same time, and sometimes they don't, you know, go together. But it's, we have to work with what we have. So moving on in terms of screen reader and screen magnification, I look at an OCR solution. We all know what OCR is, right? Yes? No? Yeah? So basically you're going to scan something, it's going to take a picture, and then it will read out loud for you. So I found a very interesting software called Simple Scan. Have you guys heard about that? No? So Simple Scan, it's free, and it takes a little bit of maneuvering because you have to scan on the program and then save, and then you can open in Word, and it just reads it. It's actually simple. It's called Simple Scan. It's actually simple. But I didn't have any documentation there, so I just followed the steps of how to scan and how to save, and then I could open in Word. I could open in WordPad, or I can Word Notepad and read the documentation. And I just typed instructions on how to do that, and you guys gonna have on a thumb drive. So even then, that didn't come with the documentation, was not that hard for me to figure it out. And if it's not hard for me to figure it out, it's not hard for anybody. Trust me. So, you know, you're gonna have the Simple Scan there. It's a good solution. I also wanna move a little bit on that because we talk about different access. We talk about the screen access, which is your magnification and your screen reader, and we also talk about your text, you know, your hard copy access, which is looking at a piece of paper and trying to read that. So we can use the Simple Scan. I also found some magnification solutions for hard copy access. For example, I found a handheld magnifier for less than $200. I know it's a lot of money, but you know, for comparing to the rest of the stuff that's around, it's actually cheaper. And I found two other solutions. One, it would connect to your computer, and another one would connect to your television. Now, again, the difference is if you don't get one of the CCTVs that's in the market from a good manufacturers such as Optilec or Enhanced Vision and Freedom Scientific. The image is way more solid and it's good, but you know, we have to work with what you have. And you know, in my case, if I make it big enough, I can see it, so that's great. So there are some, and the names are there on your thumb drive, and it's three different solutions. One costs, I think, $29, another one $49, and another one $108. So another thing that we can do, and I'm doing that lately, is I'm using my phone. And, of course, a phone is expensive, but then you can buy like an iPhone 5 or an older model of a Droid and it not be so expensive. But the market, it's also changing, and now we have to pay the phones monthly. All the companies are changing. So you have to see and shop around for a good phone. But once you have a phone, you have an array of apps that are free that allow us to have more independence. For example, I no longer use a portable CCTV. I use an app called Magnificent that's free, and I can do spot reading. I can see a price tag. I can read a menu. I also use an OCR app called Say Text, and it's free, and I can just take a picture of a text and read out loud to me. So once you have a phone that has the ability, that has, it's accessible, and has, it's a smartphone, you can download apps, and you're going to have on your thumb drive, there's an array of applications that you can use to be independent. Don't be afraid, well, don't, let me rephrase this. Don't download just anything, because you don't want to get viruses. But on the phone, don't be afraid of exploring different apps. And I am notorious for like just download a bunch of stuff and try and just delete what I don't want to. And you have from a GPS to, you know, color identifier to money identifiers to, you have an array of apps or, you know, assistance with barcodes that's just free, or the cost is no more than, let's say, $5 or $10. I'm a cheap shopper. I don't go over that. So these are, in a nutshell, assistive technology. They are free or low cost. I also look at mainstream technology, because sometimes we cannot afford to have Microsoft Office. So you guys are going to have on your thumb drive, the executable file to install free Office programs. So instead, if you don't have the money to buy Microsoft Office, there's LibreOffice that works really well. It's accessible. There are two or three that I put it over there that you guys can try. Another thing is, unfortunately, we have all these tools, but if we don't know how to use the tools, they're not good, right? And unfortunately, training is expensive. I sell training, so I know. So unfortunately, training is expensive. But, you know, there's a lot of resources on the web. You will see there's a document on your thumb drive that's called resource documents, that is the manual for NVGA and, you know, keystrokes for Office and the manual for LibreOffice. So you're going to have a lot of things for you two guys to read at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're bored. And, you know, I know you're not partying here at all. You just, you know, I know that. So there's a lot of resources, but try to be networking with your organizations, with your local organizations. In Northern California, we had the Lighthouse. We have East Bay Center for the Blind, us, Adaptive Technology Services. You have here Braille Institute and other organizations. There are a lot of blogs, a lot of resources, newsletters on the web that you can learn on your own, from very simple baby steps to complex instructions you can find there. So I think I'm up with my time, and I want to leave for some questions. If they are very hard, I just refer to Steve.
You know what? I'm going to have to Because the only reason I am cutting Savannah off is because we all know where she lives and exhibits. And you can all get those questions answered. And we have such a full agenda that, unfortunately, I must move on. So let's give a tremendous...
Thank you.
Okay. And the thumb drives, if you don't... The thumb drives will be at the booth. You can come get them at the booth. I'm informed by Steve. And let's hear it for both Savannah Rainey and Steve Clark, because they are tremendous. Thank you. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Kim, the ACB president would like a moment.
Thank you. Savannah, that was great. I just want to remind all of you about a free device, the currency reader that's available. How many of you have received one of the currency readers? Okay. How many of you have not received one of the free currency readers? Okay. It's because of the advocacy work of the American Council of the Blind on the accessible tactile paper money that the Meaningful Access Project has the free currency reader distribution program. I hope that in California there's a mechanism for you to get the form filled out. In many states, it's through your talking book libraries. You have two of those. So I hope that they are being helpful to anyone who doesn't have one. You have to get that form filled out. It gets sent in, and 6 to 8 weeks later, you'll receive a currency reader in the mail. So it's free. So remember and help spread the word. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Yep, we each have one in my household. Okay, I'm not going to allow any questions at this point. If you can't find the person, then we'll make some arrangement. You can come up here and, I'm sorry. Is that Stephanie? Yes, go ahead.
The only question I asked is, since for the people who are out there in listening on the World Wide Web, is there any way they can get the information that's on the USB stick?
We'll put the information on a link on our website, and I'll make sure that somebody here has that information so that somebody can contact somebody about it.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Thank you, Stephanie.